say what we want. You're listening to To The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. It is Sunday, August 16th. A blessing to have everyone here. It's 11 o'clock here in New York, 8 o'clock in LA. But you know what? You were just listening to Music Evolution Revolution with my girl Kelly McGrath. And you also heard some CBS news clips. That's a new feature here at LA Talk Radio. Because not only can we say what we want, but we want to give you the news right after. So on that note, everybody, welcome, welcome. And I've got to tell you how wonderful it is that you're all here tonight. And the reason why I want to tell you is because tonight you're going to find out how to heal and harmonize your body, mind, spirit, and especially your sex relationship. So we definitely want you to stay tuned tonight. We've got an amazing panel. Of course, we've got Tamara in the house, my sex doc. Mm-hmm. But before we get to her, I've got to say happy birthday to my good friend Ernie. It's his birthday coming up. I was at a fantastic, fantastic party for Horseneck Wine. Check out horseneck.com because that's the place that you're going to be able to order my vodka. We've got that coming out. And on top of that, we've got a fantastic song coming in the middle of the show. My great, 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 great friend, Wayne Scott Lucas. Check out his site, WayneScottLucas.com. He's another friend like Tamara that I haven't met yet, but we're just all connected. So he sent me a great song from Chester C. So check out MySpace.com/MusicChester because we've got Goddamn You're Beautiful coming up at half the show, so definitely stay tuned for that. I've got to say hi to Kenneth. He's out there right now in Sunnyside, Queens. And my, I love this woman, Feride. She's right now in Bahamas, where I don't know if I wish I was there because New York has the heat, but so does Bahamas, but there's the palm trees in Bahamas, so give me the tropical any day. I want Bahamas. And right now, on top of it all, I want Tamara to pull her mic up and welcome herself to Max and Friends with Max Tucci, your co-host. Hi, my love.
Hi, my sweet darling. I am so happy to be on the show tonight because we got a great lineup.
Well, you know, I was giving a little teaser as my little intro. You know what I do all the time. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm cutting it all short tonight because we are in need of healing and harmonizing. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, bring it on. Do we love right? the healing or what?
You know what? And I love harmony. I think harmony is a wonderful word, too. And I'm just doing a Twitter update as we speak that we're live right now. And if you all want to call in, the number is 323-203-0815. We're not going to open up the phone lines just yet because we have a special guest in the house tonight, like major special. We've had him on before, Dr. Ronnie. He's got mindbodybasics.com. He's got an amazing facility in Florida. And Tamara, I know you did your research a little bit with him, and I know he's done his on you because you're TamaraBowman.com. So get to know us all. Get to go to MaxTucci.com. Know who we are. But furthermore, even if you don't want to know who we are, we want to help you. So Tamara, why don't you tell our listeners tonight about our post-call that we had tonight before the show and our pre-call. We're going to have a post-call after, but our pre-call and what we're really doing the show for tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Max. We are so excited because I'm telling you guys, Dr. Rodney, he's got it going on. He's got it going on from going to from our mind to our spirit to our body and being in sync with that. And I just am in awe at his work and what he's created with his aesthetic beauty, homeopathic remedies, regulating our metabolism. I mean, all of the stuff that our body craves and really seeks out, and he's got like some of the most incredible answers for us, and I just know it's going to be so juicy for us tonight to be able to get this wonderfulness from Dr. Rodney, who's going to be sharing with us even further what he is actually able to do with someone who gets signed up with his program, who is a part of it, and we really want to promote him and just have him be like an icon for our listeners to be able to tap into that healing that's available for him.
Absolutely. So, and you know, that healing that offers, we all have access to it. So before we bring him on, I want to say hi to your mother too, Tamara. So hi, Tamara's mom. I know she's there with you.
Yes. So, hey, mom. Well, giving a shout out to mom.
Y'all got to know this for one thing. Tamara and I have never met. She's on the West Coast. When I get out there, I have other shows that I have booked, so I never really – I haven't met her yet. And I'm here on the East Coast in a studio. So it's just like the weirdest thing because we've never met, but our connection is so strong. So we want you to be part of that connection that we have. We want you to be part of our inner circle. So always tune into LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends, Sunday nights at 11. If by any chance you feel like you've missed being part of our inner circle, why don't you go to our archives that are on latalkradio.com and acquaintance yourself with us. Get to know who we are because we want to know who you are. And you know what? There's enough shit going on in this world where people have issues, where people can't harmonize, where relationships are going wrong, and we want to help people that, you know, are seeking. So I'm going to say something. I'm going to say it, tell you all a quote from Dr. Darthy. Go to drdarthy.net, and this is the quote that we're going to bring our guest of honor on tonight, Dr. Ronnie. And the quote from Dr. Darthy is, what are we really asking for when we ask for mind, body, spirit healing? When we truly ask for mind, body, spirit healing, we are asking about the cause of our pain, not the symptoms we are experiencing. So welcome to the show, Dr. Rodney, and I can't wait to pick your brain tonight on how we can help people harmonize and be happy with their relationships and their body, mind, and spirit. So welcome to the show again, Dr. Rodney from Body Mind Basics.
Hi, Tamara. Hi, Max. It's great to be here, and I think it's going to be a great show. Listening to the warm-up that the two of you have done there, it sounds like it's going to be phenomenal. I'm just really excited to be part of this.
Well, you know what? We're so glad that you're here, and I've got to make a correction. My producer just told me it's mindbodybasics.com. Sorry about that, Rodney.
Yeah, exactly.
I just see you in person. You're one person I know. We've met before, so I know you.
Sure.
I've had my acupuncture done by you, so I'm excited about it. But
that's
all right.
Great.
You know
you know what's so cool about Rodney too is that he not only does like acupuncture, he does pain management, meditation and stress reduction. He's got the workplace wellness. He's got offices all around Florida.
He does his thing.
And thank you very much for that. And to get to that question that you asked, though, the quote that you were giving as to what we are really looking for when we talk about mind, body, and spirit healing, and, of course, I know the subject that we're going to talk about is sex and love, but there's a quote that comes to mind from Rumi, a very wonderful poet from many years back, and it's that there's a kiss that we want with our whole lives, and that's the touch of spirit on the body. That's something that we're really trying in our lives to really strive for, and something that when I work with a lot of the people that I see is to really go back to basics and go to what are we really looking for, and whether it be the representation that we find through sex, through touch, through the things that we do in our lives, the reality of it is that there's really one thing that we're all looking for, and that is happiness and love. And it's how do we find that? How do we actually go ahead and achieve that? There are several roads to that, several paths to that, but that's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for is we're looking for that love in our life. We're looking for that happiness.
And, you know, Dr. Rodney, I got to tell you, you know, Tamara and I had a pre-call before the show, and we were talking about body, mind, spirit, and sex. And I actually had an email prior to all of this, and someone said, why did you put body, mind, spirit, and sex, sex being last? I said, because you know what? First, we've got to love ourselves. So that's where I think the body comes in. Our mind is what allows us to love the other person, and our spirit is what connects us all. And then, obviously, sex is the treat when you have all three of those in sync. Would you agree with that?
I would say that's actually a very good assessment of that, and they all have to be working in harmony to really go ahead and make what we're all about work. And that's one of the things that when I'm working with patients and working with individuals that I have coming into the clinic is kind of realizing that if one of them is out of sync, that throws the whole balance out. And you talked about harmony, and that's what we have to achieve really is that harmony between all of those different aspects. And when we achieve that harmony, then each of them on their own becomes a shining star in our lives.
Wow.
Tamara, do you want to say something?
Well, you know, I just want to go back to what you said about the kiss of spirit or the touch of spirit in your body, in your life, because absolutely when we summons that part of us that is just a direct reflection and an image of God within us, and we allow that synchronicity or that flow or that that golden light to go between two people, it just maximizes the whole experience of connecting. And I think that's so powerful because so many people I talk to today, even with all my students, it's, you know, everybody's just ready to just do the quick, you know, it's not even dating anymore. It's bed and breakfast. And, you know, it really...
You know what I call it, Tamara? I call it the 1, 2, 3, bam, thank you, ma'am. You know what?
It's wham, bam.
And people, you know what, Ronnie? When you speak though, I just had my producer ask me if we could have you just talk a little bit louder because everyone, Ronnie's in Boca Raton, Florida. He actually has his facilities down there, so we're so blessed to have him here on the show via telephone. So thanks to communication tonight, guys. We have a feeling that your body, mind, spirit, and of course your sexual life are all going to link up and really be something that's fantastic. So on that note, we're going to open up our lines here. The number is 323-203-0815 to LA Talk Radio. Max and friends right now. We've got Tamara Bowen, sex expert on the show, and Dr. Ronnie from mindbodybasics.com. That's his website. And we're going to just break it down for you tonight because you know what? It's enough. There's too much going on in this world where people, you know, think that sex is what's going to keep the relationship going when before sex, you've got to have that mind, that body, the body, mind, and spirit aspect in one because there's a lot going on in the world. And you know what, people? Sex is great, but if you don't have those other three aspects before it, and that's why we got Dr. Ronnie here tonight, then you're not going to have a healthy relationship. So, Dr. Ronnie, how are there ways that we can, you know, get our body, mind, and spirit aligned, let's say?
Well, the alignment, and again, I think you know that I'm a big proponent of one of the main aspects for that, which is meditation, which is stress reduction. And, of course, we can always substitute the word stress reduction for the word meditation because that's really the first level of what we try to achieve through meditation is stress reduction. And by doing that, what we're able to do is to go ahead and really start having effects on the chemical processes in our body, too. Because when we have stress, we're actually creating chemicals that are actually very detrimental to even sexual activity. We're creating different hormones that are actually going and really slowing down our sexual reproduction, slowing down our digestion, slowing down the ability of the body to work properly, giving off cortisol, which is going to go ahead and give us a lot of problems in just having the body function. So the first thing we want to try to do is to make sure that we're not stressed. And in this environment these days, who's not stressed? Almost every other person I see, or maybe more than every other one, probably 75% of them, have this very, very major component of stress, and that's one of the things that we really start to work with immediately. The next one to that is kind of a toxic buildup that starts to happen in our lives, and that toxic buildup is in several ways. It's coming into our body, and that is one through relationships. We have a lot of toxic relationships that we have in our lives many times, whether it be through work or family or personal events that are going on, and then also the environmental toxic aspects of our lives in terms of different chemicals that we're coming in contact through what we eat, through the environment, and so those are two areas that we really want to focus on. One is the stress reduction, and the other one is the elimination of toxins in our environment.
Now, how do we classify and how do we acknowledge a toxic relationship? Can you just explain that a little bit more? Because people always say, oh, I'm in a toxic relationship. And I think they use the word so lightly because they don't understand what it means because it's thrown around. Can you give us an explanation of exactly what a toxic relationship is? But before we answer that question, we've got a caller on. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello, Max and Tamara and Rodney. This is Fernando Vosa from San Diego.
Hey, Fernando. Hi, Fernando. Fernando called in last week, but unfortunately we ran out of time with your question. So, Fernando, do you have a question for Tamara or for our doctor, Dr. Ronnie, on tonight?
This is a question for both Tamara and Rodney. Given that we're in a time of great change with the economy, global warming, and the population just shifting from old paradigms to new paradigms of transparency, integrity, kindness, love, compassion, those themes, how do you both see sexuality changing now? What is the new paradigm in sexuality?
Well, just to keep with the theme of sensual sexual healing as well as like what Dr. Rodney was speaking of, one of the things that occurred to me, or as I'm remembering David Data talks about, where we carry our pain for women is in our cervix. And that's where a lot of experiences from insensitive lovers, some kind of sexual abuse that may have taken place in the past. One of the things that we do know is being able to partner up with someone who is spiritually inclined and about that harmony, about that balance. One of the things you can literally do is go inside and stimulate and massage the cervix and release emotionally as well as physically, any of those pent-up, stored-up emotions that we hold inside of our bodies that keep us frigid, that keep us from, you know, getting close to our partner, allowing for all the other aspects to develop of the relationship. If you will allow your partner, I'm telling you, your partner will never forget you. Never. Because one of the things that comes out is it could be like, you know, they're crying, they're cathartically releasing or saying, fuck you, or, you know, they're releasing, they're getting it out. And
your relationship. I wanted to say about that that little global warming. I had an explorer on, Mike Horn. That was the government. They disconnected me. They cut my show off because Mike Horn was an explorer that was on my show. Check out the archive because we talk about global warming and listen to facts from explorers instead of politicians. That's all I'm going to say there. Other than that, so Dr. Ronnie, we were on toxic people and toxic relationships. How do we define them?
Well, of course, the level of toxic relationships and toxins in the environment seem to be increasing on a constant basis. But there are a couple things we have to look at when we look at toxic relationships specifically. And, of course, there's going to be toxic relationships that people become addicted to, number one. And that you find very often. You'll see relationships of people and you'll say, well, gee, why when they don't get along are they still together? Why when they argue constantly are these people still married? Why are they still dating? All they do is argue. And what's actually happened is they've actually become addicted to the relationship. They've actually become addicted to the chemicals that are being released when they have those arguments. The adrenaline, the epinephrine, the cells are actually, they've become kind of like a crack addict, addicted to cocaine, but now they've become addicted to this toxic relationship. So that's one of the ways that we can kind of see toxic relationships around us all the time. When we see people that are involved in behaviors that you say, gee, that's not fun. They're not really enjoying each other, so why are they doing it? And they become kind of addicted to a toxic relationship. But basically, one of the things that I look at term it as a toxic relationship, is it nourishing? Is it actually going and nourishing the person's spirit? Is it nourishing the goals in their lives, or is it not? And it's very, and also we can go and say, how is it actually physically feeling? If we're feeling tension in the body, if we're finding that we're getting gastrointestinal, you know, stomach problems from this, we find that we're having headaches and we're not sleeping. You know, these are very, very obvious signs of toxins and toxin relationship and toxic thoughts, which kind of all can be bound together.
Now, you know, Tamara, you had said that women hold the pain in their cervix, and I know men hold the pain of relationships in their lower back. So, you know, those are just obvious signs right there. But let me ask Dr. Ronnie real quick. Is there a way to mend a toxic relationship?
Yeah, no, because Ronnie, one of the things that...
Yeah.
Well, no, that's so perfect, Max, because how is it, Rodney, that you go in because there's those neural nets that get hardwired in our brain, and doesn't that come a lot from our experience in childhood, is that we just tend to repeat those patterns, and unless there's an interruption in those neural nets, we won't choose differently. Is that right?
That's exactly true, and it's very, very difficult, but it's very, very simple. In other words, it's going through a process which is actually what I mentioned, number one, going in through meditation and through different types of body work, which I think was what you were referring to also. And there's a whole series of actual, and of course it depends on the individual. You know, everything is customized to the individual because everybody is different. But one of the things, it's really about unlearning behavior because, as you said, these things are very much hardwired when we're very, very young. And quite frankly, there are really a minimal amount of behaviors that we actually experience throughout our lives and reactions that we actually have. And most of those we learn, as you were alluding, they're very, very young. Probably by the time we're 5 years old, we've really learned about everything that we're ever going to use in the majority of our relationships, from crying to screaming to demanding to being a victim to going and actually just expanding on those as we get older. And so, yes, it does take work, but it can be done.
Yes, because
so, you know,
I want to...
No, real quick, there was just because I heard the word victim. You know, I always say this, and I want either you to agree or disagree, but I always say the first time you're a victim, the second you're a volunteer. Would you agree or disagree? Tamara, do you agree or disagree?
I tend to, Dr. Rodney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I've never heard that said like that, but I actually like that quite a bit, and I would think that that's very true, yes.
You know, I break things down. People talk about, you know, these traumatic relationships, these toxic relationships, and they hold on to, you know, their past, and they say, you know what? Oh, I'm a victim. The first time you're a victim, the second a volunteer, and I want to break it down, because if you're in a toxic relationship, women or men, and your spouse beats you, the first time you were a victim to that behavior, the second time you're a volunteer. This is 2009. There are places you can get help. Tamara, what did you want to say?
You know what, sweetheart? I love what Rodney and both you guys are saying, too, because I want to be addicted to just really living in love, being able to transcend and cross over. It's almost like being in the land of milk and honey or in that metaphysical crossover where, you know, really you turn your thinking completely upside down and really live from that space of compassion and really embracing all of our humanity as well as our divinity that makes for the most yummy, you know, just embracing of that we're all of it. We're the good, the bad, the ugly, and just having that acceptance of loving what is. And when you just love what is and you're not trying to resist, because it's like what you're resisting persists, right? And so really when you have that love for yourself, you're just going to zig while the other one zags if a toxic relationship starts to show up. So for me, it's not so important to find the right person as it is to be the right person. So when you're focused on really being that, you're going to attract what you are and not what you're looking for, what you say you want. You will attract what you are.
Absolutely.
Would you agree, Rodney?
Without a doubt. And this is one of the things that when people I have coming in on a daily basis and are having different types of problems of this nature, whether it be through their sexuality or just their day-to-day living for their job, for their other relationships in their lives. And it really is that. It really is, as even Gandhi said, becoming the change that we want to see, becoming the person that we want to go ahead and have in our lives. And when we do that, it's really, you know, basically I tell people there's no such thing as stress. You know, what stress is our reaction to everything going on. And
yes.
If we want to eliminate the stress, what do? We change how we view the actions that go on. As you know, I'm sure people that have all sorts of things happen to them, and they're pretty cool with it. It's not really that big a deal. Other people, they get up and, you know, they go out and there's a bird crap on their car and they go crazy, you know. So it's not the event.
That's very funny. Dr. Rodney, when you say people go out and there's bird crap on their car, I look at it as good luck. So it's all you look at things. You know, and
it's
I've
so
got
true.
To tell you. Real quick, a friend of mine who's actually, so happens to be the king of Ghana, he told me what you're looking for is looking for you. So if you're looking for a toxic relationship, if you're looking for the past relationships you've had, if you're looking for what you know, whatever you're looking for is looking for you. So start looking for a positive relationship. Start looking for the person that's going to love you and treat you right. Find the person that's going to love your body, your mind, and your spirit. So that way, when you have the sex, it's that special treat. Because if what you're looking for is looking for you, then you're going to find that person that loves you for your body, your mind, and your spirit.
I love that you say that, Max. That's so beautiful. And just to tie it in, too, with what Rodney was saying about really it's our perception of what we're viewing. Because Deepak Chopra even says, too, that you can have two people on a roller coaster ride. One says, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing in the whole wide world. And the other person is just throwing up and just going, oh, my God, I cannot believe this. And two people having the exact same experience, it's their perception. It's their thought system. It's how they're viewing their world. And it's amazing because it's like you said, Rodney, it's when you get addicted to being a victim, you just attract more dramatic, drastic things in your life and you got to keep one-upping them. You know, it's so the last scenario won't do. You got to have somebody, you know, really gory, bleeding or whatever. You know, it's just got to get worse and worse. Do you find that?
It definitely does. And you mentioned Deepak, and of course, you may have noticed I do some work teaching primordial sound meditation, which was developed by Dr. David Simon and Deepak Chopra, and I do some work with the Chopra Institute. And having said that, Deepak actually has a book coming out. For his next book will be released very shortly, which is on sexuality and love, and which is going to be a wonderful book, I'm very, very sure. And one of the concepts that you were just referring to, which is so important for people to understand, and that is, you know, mm-hmm. we need to kind of close the language door to open the love window. And that the reason being is that whenever we have language involved, we're having a discussion, and you're talking to me about sex, or you're talking to me about love, or you're talking to me about satisfaction or happiness or contentment, that we always have ghosts that come with the words. We always have baggage that comes along. So when I talk about what a lover is to me, or when I talk about what is a good relationship to me, it's got a whole different image, and it has all these different things that are in my mind, and then you say those words and it has something different in your mind. So we really kind of have to go beyond the door of language, and as I said, open that love window to be able to go ahead and really realize that those words, we want to go ahead and try to express ourselves to the other people, but we can't get totally caught into that. We have to really go, and as we said, focus on the very, very important concepts of compassion, the very, very important concepts of understanding, because those are, I mean, compassion is transcends language, you know, understanding transcends, or at least the attempt to understand the other person, and it really goes and really has a profound effect when we start to realize that what we say to somebody else may not be what they hear. And when we start to understand that, and it becomes more what we do, not what we say. And what we say, but even more important, what we do. And a lot of times people think that, you know, what they do, you know, is not going to really impact, but it really does. It's all those little things that people do in their lives that make the big, big differences.
Yes,
you see why I have this man, Tamara? I mean, this is why I wanted Rodney on the show. I've had him on before. He's such an amazing, inspirational person. You could use that for my quote. I'm so happy that I have you on my show because you're amazing, inspirational, and you really break bondage for people. And I think that that's why I really wanted to have you on, because that's been in the air, and Tamara and I have felt it, and we were like, what are we going to do about it? And that's why we have this, how to find healing and harmony. Everyone, we suggest if you have any questions on how you want to harmonize your body, mind, spirit, and then obviously your sexual life, call us here at 323-203-0815. If you have a problem getting into the lines, because we've had so many callers coming in, we're holding back on calls, then what we want to do is, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, find me there, Twitter me questions, Facebook me questions, and let's just have the communication of technology help you guys break free from whatever you're going through. What did you want to say, Tamara?
Oh my gosh, Max. Ah, Rodney, I love when you said opening the window of love, because one of the things that I love to summons, just even in my imagination, is to go to that place of feeling. Like, what do I want to feel when I'm with the person I'm desiring, who I want to be with, without the attachment of the outcome or the package? You know, and that just really, in a sense, it feels like I already have it. Like, it's already here. It's already available to me. Like, you know, even if, whether I'm in a relationship or not in a relationship, right now I'm just so in love with being in that space, going through that window of love and summoning the feelings that I want to feel when I'm with the person I love. Would you suggest that that is like a great technique, or maybe an opportunity for people to transcend through that window and closing the other door?
Well, particularly, one of the things you mentioned in that was that being attached to outcome. So many people are attached to the outcome, whether it be through the orgasm or whatever aspect of the sexual relationship. And that's kind of like if you go to listen to a symphony, and, you know, the symphony is not about the end. It's not about the finish of the music. It's about everything that happens from the beginning until the finish of the music. And we tend to forget that it's all that stuff that goes on between the beginning and the end. It's not just the end. And so that focusing on that and not becoming attached to the outcome, but becoming attached, or not even becoming attached, but actually participating in the event, to no longer have that attachment to what is going to be happening in this relationship, but just enjoying it and actually participating in it. And it's really about taking, again, some very basic concepts that have been around for thousands of years, which is mindfulness, which is paying attention to what is happening right now. What am I experiencing? And so often, even just people aren't even aware, and they don't pay attention to how does that person feel? How does it feel when I touch that person? How does my skin feel? How does the breath feel? What is actually going on in my body now? What is my heartbeat, my breath? What do all these things feel like? What's the moisture in my mouth, on my body? What does this all feel like? And actually participating in our life. And when we start to do that, it has such an amazing effect on who we are and our sexuality, which is what we're talking about here today.
Mm.
And
that
you know what I'm
so
feeling right now?
Yummy.
Isn't that juicy? Mm-hmm. Don't you love it? It's delicious.
Ooh.
And I'm right now a song because this show's getting a little too hot to handle. And you know what? There's
I'm
a
loving
song.
It.
There, go everyone, myspace.com/musicchester. Chester C. We're going to play this song, Goddamn You're Beautiful, because you know what? We are beautiful, everybody. And I'm dedicating this song tonight to Monkey Boy. That's what's out there right now. So that's who's out there right now, who this song we're going to dedicate to. Monkey Boy, and let's get playing Goddamn You're Beautiful.
The days I can't see your eyes, I don't even want to open mine. On the days I can't see your smile, well, I'd rather sit with the world. For the days I know you'll be near, 'cause a day without you, it just isn't fair. See, the days I can hear your voice, I'm left without a choice. But to get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby, and every other cheesy cliche. Yes, I'm swept off my feet, oh, my heart skips a beat, but there's really only one thing to say. You're beautiful to me. You're everything. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yes, to me. Explain, you're just how much you got me going insane. When you speak to me, sometimes I find, oh, I stutter my words, I say never mind. 'Cause even when you just walk by, well, I look around to seem occupied. 'Cause I'm trying so hard to hide, yeah, all of these feelings inside. 'Cause I get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby, and every other cheesy cliche. But there's really only one thing to say. Goddamn, you're beautiful to me. Oh, you're everything. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yes, to me.
My. Well, goddamn, you're beautiful. And I've got to say thank you so much to Wayne Scott Lucas. Check out his Skype, WayneScottLucas.com, because he's the one that brought me this beautiful song to my attention. He brought that song to my attention. MySpace.com/MusicChester. So everyone check it out. But I thought we needed to play that song to lighten up the mood and get everybody into the second half of our show here. I'm Max Tucci, your host on Max and Friends. Call us at 323-203-0815. We want to help you heal and harmonize your body, mind, spirit, and, of course, your sex life. We've got Dr. Rodney on and Tamara. Tamara, what's your question for Dr. Rodney?
Dr. Rodney, oh, Mr. Man, what would you say, what is your most juicy kind of relationship? What do you envision when you're through that window of love? What is it that comes up for you, my dear?
Well, it's an interesting question. Probably the most fulfilling part of any relationship that I find, whether it be sexual or otherwise, is really starting to develop that connection, really starting to develop that understanding that it comes actually to the philosophy that has kind of developed in my life, which goes into a little bit of a different direction, but really to the understanding that that person, and something we alluded to earlier, that person is really a reflection of myself. That person is really a part of me. And that connection starts to develop to where I start to realize that in loving that other person, I'm actually loving myself. And in loving myself, I'm loving that other person. That kind of gets into that acceptance aspect that we spoke about before. It's just a very, very important part to me is really being able to go ahead and realize that connection and that oneness. And that oneness is something that we develop, again, through our meditation, through our stress reduction, and then also through the sexual experience. It's about going and kind of having that very, very unique kind of ecstatic, not just erotic, but ecstatic experience.
That is so great. Now, are you in a relationship right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay. And is that something you're experiencing?
I have been. I have been, and it's something that I've always been striving for, and it's something that I've been very, very blessed to be able to go ahead and have in my life for many, many, many years, yes.
That is such an inspiration to us, because what a beautiful example for what's possible. If you're able to be in a relationship and be able to describe it in that depth, that loving another person's like loving you, and that there's no barriers, there's nothing that comes in between that ecstaticness. I mean, how blessed are we to hear that as an example for hope for all of us, all of our listeners, you know, if they're listening wow.
We mm-hmm. had talked about Deepak, and there's actually a series of affirmations that are done on the CD. And the one with regards to love, one of the parts of the section on love says that I will remind myself that in my garden the rose opened, but I was too much in a hurry and passed it by. Love remembered me and said, I will make a rose bloom in your heart. Today I will remind myself that the body is the garden of my soul. And to understand that our body is really the garden of our soul, and that love is actually blooming in our heart. And actually, when we go ahead and participate in that, we realize that we're really opening up our soul to another person. It's not just about that end of the erotic experience. It's about opening up and connecting to that person. It's much more of a divine experience. And when we start to understand that, and we start to go ahead and take that into our life, we start to find that it's really an amazing, amazing experience.
Wow.
I could not agree.
You know what you're...
I'm
sorry, babe.
Tamara, before the show... No, we were just saying before the show, you know, sex is not the relationship, okay? Everyone, it's the body, the mind, and the spirit, because sex is what's the gift if you have all three of those other aligned, okay? I mean, like I was telling Tamara in the pre-show, you know, we can have sex with anybody we want, whenever we want, but we're not going to have that connection of our body, mind, and spirit necessarily. So you know what? Really, if you're looking for a relationship and one that's a healthy relationship, of course sex is great, but like Dr. Rodney said, there's more of a divineness to a relationship than sex. And it's very much like tantric sex. But you know, it's like men... You know, not all men are dogs. You know, it's like a dog will have sex with anything as many times as possible because they don't have that connection. They don't have that broader view of the body, the mind, and the spirit. They don't have the aspect of what or the grasp of what everything is and how to align it. And as humans, we have that knowledge to align it, to make it perfect, to align our body, our mind, and our spirit. And I think once all three of those are aligned with our partners, then the sexual experience is going to be amazing. So if you're in a relationship and the sex isn't working out right away 100%, or if you feel that sex is an issue in the relationship, but you have your body connected, your mind connected, and your spirit connected with this other person, figure out why. But don't just let it go because sex isn't amazing. Because sex can be amazing. But the way it can be amazing is if you let your guard down and you let your aspect of your body, your mind, and your spirit align with the other person, then the fruitfulness of sex will come. Do you agree?
Max, I love what you're saying right now. Honey, that's so beautiful because that really reminds me of what Rodney was saying too, is that if you're going after a butterfly, like that being the prize, and you're just constantly in that state of reaching or angst or desperacy of, oh, I just want the butterfly, and you get the butterfly and the butterfly dies. You know, that's what happens when you come from that space of just being like that dog of what you're talking about. Whereas if you create the garden, when you become the person that you want in another person, it's creating the garden to where the butterfly will come to you. You know, that many butterflies will come. And it's like, whoa, I want to be in your garden. Because then there's kind of like a state of relaxation, or there's a state of peace that says, you know what, I'm about being. And if you want to join me in this paradise, come on. And that's what, Max, that's what you and I are about, really, is our inner circle, is that we're creating that garden so that when people tune in or when they listen in, it's like, oh my God, I'm home, or I'm going to get something so juicy for my soul, for my spirit. And it's just going to be, it's going to be incredible. And I think when we stay focused on maintaining and creating that garden, and like what you're talking about, Rodney, about that flower opening up on the inside and just nurturing that. That's just so, that's beautiful. That's what we're about.
Absolutely.
It is. It's very, very important that we do that. And that's what really, as I said, takes it to where we start to realize that it's not about the end of the experience. It's about the experience itself. And at that point, then, it becomes really about, it becomes about the love-making process. It becomes about what's going on during that process. And you really don't want to stop. You never want to finish. It becomes, as Max was mentioning, more of a tantric type of experience in life. And you start to realize what really the priorities are, and the priority is really going and just encompassing love into your life. And it starts to expand beyond that. It's like even almost like even bringing yoga into your life, to where you develop strength, you develop flexibility, and you develop all the understanding you want, and you actually go ahead and then incorporate it in all aspects of your life. And it just, it becomes more than just that experience in the bedroom. It becomes that experience in your day-to-day living. It becomes an experience when you look at each other. I mean, you can just look at each other and start to feel that type of love and that sexuality. It even transcends even the actual sex act, and which it becomes a wonderful thing.
And you know what, Rodney, do you find this to be true, that the way a person penetrates the world is the way they're going to penetrate you?
More than likely, yeah, I do think so. And that becomes part of the aspects that we were talking about before of developing that kind of understanding within ourselves as to who we are, because we really can't reach out and touch anybody anymore and have any more understanding with regards to another person than we have about ourselves. And we can't really have any more acceptance of another person than we have of ourselves. We really can't expect more peace from another person than we have in peace in ourselves. And we can't certainly expect any more love from somebody else than we can give or have in ourselves. So without a doubt, without a doubt.
Wow, Rodney, that's so beautiful, because Max and I were just talking about this on our last week's show, when it's like when you can look in the mirror and give yourself a wink and blow yourself a kiss and just go, I love you, Tamara, or I love you, Rodney. And it does. It really starts with that acceptance with yourself, because that's one of the things I'm working on right now, you know, just with myself, because I want to be that opening. I want to be that, you know, soft place to land for someone and for, you know, them to be that for me.
Well,
you
know what,
Tamara,
what you just put out there is going to come to you. So if you're looking for that, you already know what I'm going to say. You're going to find it. People, You know, it's very much the law of attraction. What you're going to put out is what's going to come to you. So if you're going to put out anger, hostility, nastiness, meanness, it's going to come back to you. If you put out love, understanding, compassion, okay, people, it will come to you. Healing. Why do we say the word healing? Because it's almost like an illness. We don't love our bodies, we don't love our minds, and we don't love our spirits. So we've got to heal the aspect of whatever traumatic situation we went through in order to be able to say, I love my body, I love my mind, I love my spirit. Because once you get all those three things lined up and you love yourself, you're going to love someone else. Once you get in love with your body, once you get in love with your mind, and once you get in love with your spirit, you're going to be able to flourish and your relationships will happen, not only sexually, but family-orientated, any kind of relationship, friendship, and etc. So people, love yourself, love your body, love your mind, love your spirit. Dr. Rodney, what's going on with you? We've got to wrap the show pretty soon, and I want you to, what, Tamara, real quick?
Oh, honey, what I was going to say, one of the ways that I do that, exactly what you're talking about, Max, is doing pole dancing classes with a bunch of ladies. And I tell you what, we get together, we touch our bodies, we say, you go, girl, and we just get to be sexy together. And I can't tell you, that is like the best practice of all. In fact, you reminded me of that. I got to get back into that.
And you get your inner thigh muscles all nice and strong, so you could be able to ride your man. But you know what, Dr. Rodney, what do you have going on coming up in your future?
Well, in terms of the clinic, I have, of course, the meditation programs that I've got coming up and we've got scheduled. We have one that's coming up in October. I also have another program that I'll be doing with the Chopra Center, which will be in Puerto Verde, Florida, and I'll be assisting up there. And Deepak will be there. Dr. Simon will be there. Actually, the whole Chopra gang will be there for Synchro Destiny, which is a wonderful program that's about 5 days, I believe it is. I think it's October 7th through like the 12th, something of that nature. You can find out the information on Chopra.com or my website, mindbodybasics.com. I have to say I've been very blessed. I've met a lot of wonderful people like yourself, and of course now the good Dr. Tamara Bowman. And I've been very, very lucky. My practice has really been doing really phenomenally well. I'm teaching also at the community college, doing reversing aging program, and just continues to blossom like that.
And we're going to have you back on because we want to know about how you water your flower in order to blossom. Because you know what, you've got so much great success coming your way because you put out so much positivity to the world, and you really, you enjoy helping people. So I appreciate you for that, and I definitely want to have you back on in the future because in one show, we can heal our body, mind, and spirit, but we want to plant the seed, everybody, in your head so that you know that this is a place, Max and friends on LA Talk Radio, that you can come to and you can discover how to do it in our archives. Because if one night we have a celebrity on this show and you miss it, you can always go back into our archives. But we promise it's not a one-night thing because we're all here in this process together. We're all here to help each other find harmony and healing in each other. So, Dr. Rodney, thank you so much for coming on tonight, and have a blessed week. And we'll talk to you really soon. Tamara, you want to wish him well?
Rodney, I do wish you well. And many, many blessings to you as you continue to just spread that yumminess all over the world. It's exciting. So bless you.
Well, thank you very much. It was really a pleasure to be here and have the opportunity to speak with you both. And hopefully we did some good for some people.
We
Absolutely.
Did. You know why? We planted the seed, and I know that, you know, the reason why we had this show tonight is because the seed needed to be planted. So right now, where you are is where you're supposed to be. So Dr. Rodney, before I don't have a show anymore because time is running up, thank you so much for coming on. Dr. Rodney, everyone at mindbodybasics.com. Tamara.
Yes.
Can you believe another show has flown by?
I can't believe it. Max, it's like it goes like too fast.
I know. And I got to thank Chester C for his fantastic music. And again, a big hello to Feride in Bahamas. Bahama Mama, I want to come and visit you out there. DrDorothy.net, and of course, TamaraBohm.com, MaxTucci.com, and of course, MindBodyBasis.com for tonight's show. Dr. Rodney in the house, we thank him so much. My quote of the week, you ready for this, Tamara?
Bring it on, brother.
Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. That's from Jim Rome. I wish all of you a wonderful week. Don't you agree, Tamara? Take care of your bodies, everybody.
I do. Good night, everybody. Thanks for
tuning
in.
All right, we love you all. Take back to the back. Bye.
You're listening to the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.